So the title of this podcast is You Are Not Mr. Beast, and it also has in parentheses, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Look, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I have a lot of opinions, and I've talked to a ton of people about how Jimmy Donaldson, aka Mr. Beast, is not the rule, but the extreme exception to what being a YouTuber and a creator is. And I want to help you stop thinking that that is the goal, that that is where you need to go. And let's talk about like much more realistic comparisons and objectives so that you can manage your expectations and have a bad about like where you might be on your creator journey. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. Hi, my name is Desiree, and I'm so excited to spend this time with you. It is gorgeous outside. We had a little dip here in Michigan, got a little cold for a second, but we are on like the beautiful sunshine. I did not know what seasonal depression sadness was until this year, until literally the sun came back, and I was like, oh, so that's what's been wrong with me. Because that's real. So I moved to Michigan from Phoenix, if you did not know. And my first winter, we moved in September 2021. My first winter, I'm like, this is magical. I love the snow. I live in Narnia. This is amazing. And this last year, I felt that very strongly. But like when February hit and March hit, it was still gray skies and rain and snow. I was like, I'm done. Everything is horrible. Everything is like not working right. And like it was reflecting in my karmic experience. Like lots of shitty things happened and I was just not here for it. So now that the sunshine is back, I am fully embracing my desires to just like hang out and do things outside. I'm like, time to get the laptop, set up the front, the porch scenario, and just work out there all the time as much as humanly possible when I'm not having to be in the studio. Okay. So that's where we're at. I want to, before we dive into the whole Mr. Beast's thoughts and processes, I want to talk about how much I am of the Inga, the Women of Video Mastermind. We're having a really great time talking about things and addressing issues and learning new things. But my one beef is no one has come into the weekly office hours with the problem your girl wants to help you solve. I'm really hoping, though, that this week, I'm recording this. It's like April 19th. This is for the April 19th episode. I'm really hoping that my girl Jessie, who's been a guest on the podcast, she's in charge of the Women in Influencer Marketing group. I'm hoping that she comes and we can talk about her YouTube channel because she posted about it. And I'm like, girl, bring it on over. Let's have a conversation about how we can make this work for you. So I'm really excited about that. So if you are not in Women of Video Mastermind, you are missing out on a chance to get your content reviewed, ask any questions that you have. We have trainings coming up. Our next training that's on the books, I'm still finalizing the details for the end of April one, but in May we have our website one. We're talking about like what a creator needs in a website, and it's gonna be fabulous and it's gonna be great. For our training, and like you can go check out when you join the membership, you get access to all the old trainings. We've talked with the team over at IM Social about like what it takes to be a better lifestyle and beauty creator. We talked to Kelly Noble Mirabella about like the AI world, like how to use it. Guys, it was an hour and a half. Usually they're 45 minutes to 60 minutes. It was an hour and a half where she just deep dived into how we can be better creators with ChatGPT. My mind was blown. My soul was shooketh. It was amazing. Like, I'm making everyone on my team watch it, and we're going to be implementing and we're going to be making the changes and doing the stuff. It was amazing. It is worth signing up for the free 7-day trial just to go listen to that as itself. Okay. So I hope that you will join us over there because it is great place to be. Make sure you check out the community tab. I'm posting like news and events and things that are happening. It's just a good place. Good vibe, good learning, good education. Check it out, womenofvideo.com to get all the information. Okay, so now on to the meat of the situation. Okay. I want to preface this by saying what Jimmy has done for YouTube and validating this career field is amazing. The fact that he is on like Time People's List and Forbes and all of the top 100-y things is fantastic. His philanthropy work that he does is truly groundbreaking. Planting trees, getting people eye treatment. His most recent one is he donated like millions of dollars in clothes. He is doing good work, right? And what he has done as a creator, we will never see again. He has been able to get over 100 million people to subscribe to his content, billions and billions of views on his content. He is just on another level. And what he's doing is so revolutionary for our industry. He is hiring, he is creating businesses, he is doing a lot of like smart partnerships. He's got the right team behind him to help propel him to where he's going to be. But I want to talk about the Mr. Beast problem. And that is that everyone thinks that now we all need to be Mr. Beast's creators. Mr. Beast does sensational content. He has insane budgets for things. He's on a level that is so unobtainable and so unrealistic for the vast majority of people. It doesn't make sense to even compare what he is doing. You will never be Mr. Beast, and you do not want to be Mr. Beast. Let's break down some of, like, I think some of the foundational issues with what he's doing and why it is not going to be able to be replicated for you and what you're doing. First and foremost, Jimmy clearly says over and over again, every year he does, every ounce and dime of profit he makes, he takes and reinvests back into his business. He literally built like a massive studio to produce content in, and he built himself an apartment in his studio, and that's where he lives, and that's all he does. He doesn't do extra stuff. He doesn't go on like vacations or take breaks or doing that. He is in grind mode. He is in build empire mode. He is not doing anything. And for the vast majority of us, that is so unrealistic and so unobtainable. I am a YouTuber with 37,000 something subscribers. I'm on a build, on a rebuild, a rebrand for my YouTube channel. And I am doing this because I use this lifestyle, this creator business I've built for myself as a way to take care of my family. I am the breadwinner for my family. My husband's a disabled veteran. Yes, money comes with that, but it's nothing anyone could really live on. And so I have to take care of this family and our situation. So I need our income to provide for our family. So it is really frustrating for me when I was feeling like I'm doing something wrong, because I'm not continuing to invest everything back into this business to like make it blow up or grow or anything like that. But I do invest in my business. I have an editor. I've had an editor since day one of my YouTube channel. I have an editor. I have my team that does the social media business that the YouTube channel supports. They do stuff with this. I have my VA who edits, or sorry, my project manager who takes care of this podcast and makes sure it works the way that it's supposed to and does all the things. I have a VA that does our email marketing. I am paying someone to help me with my YouTube channel. We have, all of these things that are in place. I'm investing in my YouTube channel to make it good. But I am definitely using the profits from sponsorships, from affiliates, from other things I'm doing. I am 100% using those so that I can sustain the life of my family. Jimmy's taking care of himself. Jimmy has just Jimmy to take care of. Like at the end of the day, he can fire his teams and his people and his stuff, and he can just live off of his residuals if he really wanted to, right? He doesn't have the obligation of family to like force him to like work within profit margins and that kind of things. I'm 38 years old next month. I have two kids. I have a husband. My mother-in-law lives with me. I have a mortgage. I have another car I have to buy. I have a car payment currently. I have normal reasonable amounts of credit card debt that like it's super sustainable, like nothing nuts. I have things I have to take care of. I have, braces to pay for eventually and clothes to buy and shoes for kids and dog food and I'm getting a cat. Like I have responsibilities. So I'm not saying that Jimmy doesn't, but I have personal responsibilities that I have to build that business on. So reinvesting everything in your business just isn't sustainable when you have other responsibilities. I don't want you to feel like you're doing something wrong because you like, I want profit. I want money so that I can live because that is totally 100% fine. Okay. I want to give you that permission and that grace.
Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it.
Number two, Jimmy, until recently, when he got representation with Knight Media, he was a mess when it came to like making money. He would go do sponsorship gigs and get money from people, and then turn right around and give it away in videos. Like that's how it was his whole shtick for a while. He had the AdSense, and again, he reinvested back into his business. He lived with his mom for years. Like making money is not Jimmy Singh. And he goes to his representation. He's like, I want to do this video and I need money to do it. Here's a budget someone gave me to make this happen. Like, I want to build this. And so things have spawned from it. Like he's created Feastables. He's created Mr. Beast Burger. He does like limited runs of merch. He does get sponsorships on his videos. And I'm sure he has other things that are going on that like we don't know about because you can never know the full inner workings of a business and how their revenue streams work. But it is just kind of one of those things like that's not stuff Jimmy ever cares about or worked towards or whatever. His job is to be creative and make videos. And that's it. Someone else finds some money. Someone else takes care of these things. His goal is to make the best video possible. And then the next video has to be better than the one that he just made before, which is why he's making less of them these days. And they're highly produced and have a different editing style. He's on his journey. He's discovering and he's playing with thumbnails. He spends $5,000 on thumbnail design. Like a thumbnail is $5,000. Like that is $60,000 a year. That is someone's salary. Right? That is my goal with the Women of Video like membership between sponsorship and partnership deals. And membership, I want to make $5,000 a month from this, from this that I'm doing here. That's like my ultimate goal, right? So the fact that he spends it on a thumbnail design is insane to me, right? Again, investing back in your business, but he's not very good at like the business part. Other people run his business, right? When you look at like you as a creator and me as a creator, and you look at other people who are bigger creators too, they have ideas, they make something, and then they use their platform to promote it or it's related to what they do. So for me, when we're talking about like how I make money as a creator, I make money with my service as a as all-in-one social media, which is my service, my YouTube channel supports. I make money here on the podcast. I have sponsorships. I have affiliates. I'm trying to get into digital products. I have different things I'm doing to diversify my income. I have Amazon. I have BoClips. I've talked about my income on a previous episode where I talk about like how much money I made as a YouTube creator in 2022. And you can go listen to that and it like breaks it all down for you. And you can, we'll put that in the show notes for you. But I had to do all of that. I had to broker the deals, work with the lawyer, make sure the contracts worked. I have to make the content. I have to make sure the editor does the content. I have to schedule it. I have to make sure the emails work the way I'm a part of every part of the money making process. If I want Amazon to work for me, I have to make product review videos. If I want BoClips to put my videos up, I have to send them the new educational clips. I am an active part of the money making process of my business. And I have teams. I have people. I have an accountant. I have CPA. I have a lawyer. I have an editor. I have services I use to help make this all run. But I'm still a very active part of this. My job is not just to create cool shit on the internet, which is my ultimate goal. That's Jimmy's goal. That's what Jimmy's doing, make cool shit on the internet. We can't do that. We don't have that luxury, right? We are building brands. We are building businesses. And you need to know that it is okay to be there, right? Yes, you shouldn't be doing everything, and please don't. Make sure you have the right teams and systems in place so that you can take care of stuff 100%. But you just need to like build that up and build that out so that you can have success by renting other people's time, by paying for them for services you can do, and then protect your brand, like what a lawyer does, what a CPA does, an accountant does, all that kind of stuff. So working actively in your business and being a central part of how the income works is not what Jamie does. And that's what you do. And that's what I do. And that is okay. It is okay to be there and to be doing that stuff. So don't feel bad about that piece. Okay. So sorry to interrupt our episode. I know we're getting really into it, but are you looking for a powerful, easy to use tool that can help you take your video to the next level? If so, I've got just the tool for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one solution for all of your content creation needs. With Adobe Express, you can easily create stunning videos, design eye-catching thumbnails, clip and trim your videos with ease, and schedule your content for social media. One of the standout features of Adobe Express is the range of thumbnail templates that are available. With dozens of customizable templates to choose from, you can create thumbnails that are both visually appealing, informative, and help your videos stand out on that crowded home feed of YouTube. And when it comes to video clipping, it makes it so much easier to repurpose your content from those long-form videos to all of the other vertical video platforms, and you can easily share them with the scheduling tool within Adobe Express. So if you're ready to take your content creation to the next level, head over to Adobe Express and start your free trial today. You can find the link to get signed up for today over in our show notes at womenofvideo.com. And remember, Adobe Express is the perfect tool for taking your content to the next episode. All right, back to the episode. So my next thing I want to talk about is like how the product kind of functions as a creator. So Jimmy has Feastables. Jimmy has Mr. Beast Burger. Jimmy has, I don't even know what else Jimmy has. Those are just the two big ones. Those are the two I'm going to focus on in this context. And I think it's important to mention this from like another bigger creator's kind of space too. Like KSI and Logan Paul, they have Prime. Chamberlain Coffee she has her business, though, what she does. There's Blogilates. They have built these really big online brands, but they're building these brands separate from who they are and what their name is and what they're about and their popularity. I don't think that Feastables, maybe Feastables might, but definitely not Mr. Beast Burger. I don't think Mr. Beast Burger, like it's a name dependent on him being successful. If he does something stupid or something happens or he walks away, that's a name dependent business. Blogilates is in Target stores and is separate from her. She hasn't created content in like a year, right? Chamberlain Coffee, she was trying to walk away, got this coffee gig, and she's come back and she's got this exclusive deal with Spotify for her podcast. She'll sometimes post videos up on her YouTube channel. KSI and Logan Paul, like they are posting all the time what's going on with their life. They had a flipping commercial for Prime in the Super Bowl. So they're an active part of like that being successful. But they're businesses that can exist without them being creators. All-in-one social media exists without me being a creator. It was built before that and it still exists after that. Women of Video can't really exist without video content, but like I have to create here in order for this to work, right? But I could not be a creator and still do this podcast. I could still interview people. I could still offer mastermind. I could still sell courses and digital products. It's not dependent upon me being a creator, right? A little bit because of how it's linked together, but that's why my digital products exist without me having to talk about them and be on YouTube all the time. If I could not make another YouTube video again, like my business is still sustainable without those products. Jimmy has created this very name and brand dependent, and I don't think that that works really well for us. We want to have businesses that can be successful without us being part of it. All in one social media can be successful without me. I could sell Women of Video and it could go and be successful with somebody else that maybe could have more success or has better reach or a better marketing plan, or isn't just me and like my VA trying to make this work, right? There's a lot of things that can happen independent of what I'm doing. So that is just one of those things for me that I think is important to mention when it comes to building a brand or a product. Everything that Jimmy does is so dependent upon him being good at what he does. And I think that we can build brands separate from that if we can. And that's where we would have the true measure for success. A great example of this is Tim Schmoyer. Tim Schmoyer sold his YouTube channel and his like YouTube consulting business to vidIQ. vidIQ had a bigger reach, had a great partnership. They needed like an education platform and a whole system in place for it. So they bought out his content from him, and it was like a $10 million. It was a good deal on both parts because they got a lot of audience, a lot of participation, a lot of structure. And Tim got to step back from grinding with creator life, which I know is what he was doing, to focus on his family and like his, he's taken up like the hobby farm, like the house farm kind of life. And so it's just a whole thing. So he got burned out on it and found a way to get out of it. And I think that that is huge opportunity for him. So we need to make sure that when we're building our businesses, that we're building it to live beyond us and or for you to sell. Like the moment you get in the business, the objective is to not be in business anymore and to have an exit strategy to sell it. So it's kind of one of those things to see if you can figure out how to do that. And we can totally talk about that in a different way, in a different episode, or maybe even in our mastermind office hours. But that's just one of those things. The fifth thing about Jimmy that is so ridiculous and over the top and unrealistic for you to do is literally what Jimmy's content is about. Jimmy is basically a glorified game show host where he's giving away money and in these insane, sensational, real world style environments, you know, survivor level things for success. And we're watching because we want to see who wins and what crazy things it is that they can do to survive them. That is such BS. We cannot do that. We cannot just go give $10,000 to a homeless guy on the street corner hoping to get views. Right? It works because it's him and he did it once and we can never recreate that. He has the budget and the time and the capability to create these insane things like recreating Squid Games, giving away an island, right? Give me Lamborghinis, buy anything that you want in this circle, like all of that game show sensationalism stuff. He gave us the sensationalized thumbnails, right? With the crazy expressions, like over the top, grand gestures, big eyes, crazy things going on with our mouth, bright colored everything going on behind us. Like it's just, it's nuts. That's not going to work for us. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for me. You are great at what you do and you are a human being. You don't need to be a gimmick. You need to be a person people want to invest their time into. And by investing, it's like watching the content. You show up here on this podcast, I hope, every week. If this is your first time here, hi, what's up? And welcome to having you here. But, and I hope that you're still here and you stay here, but you're investing this time. Like at this point, we are over 20 minutes into this episode. That's 20 minutes of your life you'll never get back because I'm trying to give you value and reassurance and let you know, hey, it's okay to not be this guy, this white savior, over-sensationalized, awesome creator. But you don't have to be him to be successful. He is not the measuring stick. He is not the rule. He is the individual, one exception. He is a one-of-a-kind person, and you are not him. No matter how much people want to create, no matter what your kids say, no matter what anyone says, I want to be Mr. Beast. No. You want to be you, the best version of you, right? And it is hard to be yourself because we are riddled with ridicule and judgments of ourselves. Like, what if I am not good enough? These are the conversations women have yourself. There's never been probably a moment in Jimmy's life where he never felt like he wasn't good enough to do what he is doing, right? He might have struggled. He might have thought he would never get there. But bet you he's never thought, I'm not good enough for this. I don't deserve this. I haven't earned this. Right? We deal with that. We as women constantly think that we are not worth what we are doing, that our value is less than. You are an amazing person with so much to contribute. Do you might need more work on your thumbnails? Yes. Do you might need better work on your editing? Yes. Do you might need better work on your titles? Yes. But doesn't mean you're a bad creator, that you need to do some crazy over-sensationalized shit to get noticed. Okay? You do not need to be Mr. Beast. You need to be you. And you need to take the rules and practices of what works best for you to create content that resonates with what's going on and what works for your industry, for your niche, and for who you're trying to target. I was doing over-sensationalized stuff. Bright colors, big faces, big mouths, like overly comical looking faces. And I'm pivoting away from that because it just doesn't work anymore, right? Me holding my play button ball and smiling and having the little plus sign next to it with like the trying to get 1,000 more subscribers, that works. That's getting me click-through rates. That's resonating with my audience and connecting in a way that other content doesn't. Okay. You are awesome how you are. You do not need to be Jimmy. You need to be you. And you need to build something sustainable for what you want and what your goals are as a creator, whether it's for you, whether it's for your partner, whether it's for your family, for your cat, your dog, your whatever. You set your goals. You set your expectations. And you build success for you based on what it is that makes sense for you and what you are trying to do. If you need help with these things, we're always talking about money and how to grow and how to do things and all the different kinds of styles here in this podcast. We have lots of really great guests that come on. We've had a lot of one-on-one talks. And then, of course, we have the mastermind where we're continuing to dive in and figure out how to help you be a better creator so that you can find what works for you, not what works for everybody else. Okay. So with that, I again want to disclaim this again. Jimmy is a good creator. He has done marvelous, wonderful things for giving validity to our industry as YouTubers. He is the exception to the rule. Right? He is not the standard. He is not anything other than a guy that figured out something that works really well that a lot of people were attracted to. And he works really hard. He invests a lot of money into it. It doesn't mean you have to do that too. Okay? So until next time, remember, you are impossibly amazing. I'll see you over in the mastermind.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.